good Wednesday morning. We are with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, as President Donald Trump heads to those important linchpin states to campaign, the former Vice President Joe Biden, presidential candidate, preparing for the debate coming up on Thursday. And we're hearing, as we did, that this would happen this week. But apparently today, former President Obama out on the campaign stump for Biden. How far does this go to revving up the base?
Well, look, people adore the former President Obama. And the fact that he's doing this is a very positive thing for Biden. And, you know, I think it was very smart of the Biden campaign to leave him till the end as a sort of super Lollapalooza entry into the foray, so that I think Obama will do him a lot of good. He's not Biden, but he is a guy who did extremely well in the presidency and would have been elected again had he been allowed to run. But, of course, he couldn't. And now it's Biden's chance. You know, I've said all along, David, that Biden's big advantage is that people sort of like him, as opposed to Trump, who is really a very polarizing figure. And Biden is being very smart in what he's doing right now, which is the word goes out in my cabinet. I don't know if you saw the piece the other day or yesterday, that when they were looking at potential cabinet people, the word filtered out that he intends to put a number of Republicans in his cabinet. And that, of course, gives confidence to the marginal Republican voters who you want to pull over the line in this election. So far, Biden's polls are holding steady. Now, one of the more interesting things about this is apparently the Trump people have a feeling that their people should hold out and not go in early, but they should be there on election day, because we know what Trump is going to do. Suppose he wins on election day, in other words, the numbers, without the early voting being counted yet and the rest, he's going to say, you see, it's all corrupt. All that early voting, all that mail-in voting, so we're going to bring it to our Supreme Court. I've already said that I want Amy Coney Barrett on the Supreme Court because I'm going to need her when I go to the court over the election. If this election is invalidated, it will be the end of democracy. If the Supreme Court of the United States will say, okay, Mr. President, you're absolutely right, mail-in ballots cannot be counted, then basically we are in fascism, we are in totalitarianism. It's done. Now, Chief Justice John Roberts gave a very interesting vote last week when he voted, and it became 4-4 to allow votes to be counted a couple of days after in one state. That, of course, signaled that Roberts would be on the right side. So then the question becomes, Barrett gets on the court, does she basically go along with anything that the president wants? And if she does, it will be something that a lot of people are going to be very unhappy about, because that would make it 5-4. The question is, will there be others of some courage? Now, we know some will not on that court, but we go back to the Nixon time and the tapes, and it was unanimous. All the judges voted that he had to produce the tapes. One could hope that that kind of thing's going to happen, but when you have Clarence Thomas and Alito and some of the others, it's very doubtful that no matter what happens, that they'll stray from the president's coattail.
Now, the president's tried to make hay out of Biden's son, Hunter Biden, and influence peddling in China. Now we see from the Times this morning, Trump record shed new light on Chinese business pursuits. As he raises questions about Joe Biden and China, President Trump's taxes reveal details about his own activities there, including a previously unknown bank account. And speaking of children, we know that Ivanka Trump has gotten a number of trademarks established in China.
The thing about Trump is that he's a projector. What he does, he projects onto other people. And this is a perfect and classic example of that. Look, they tried the Hunter Biden thing. It has not produced the results that they had hoped it would. It was supposed to be their October surprise, I think, and it hasn't paid the dividend that they thought. There was this disgraceful business about finding a long-lost computer, and it showed all the dirt. But in fact, it's been widely discredited, and the New York Post ought to be ashamed of its role in projecting this. So the Hunter Biden thing has not really worked out, and we have to watch for the next October surprise, because you still have some time in which Trump will try to pull something based on his character. Let's face it, he doesn't stop. So you listen to him, and he goes out in front of a crowd, and he says, we've licked this COVID thing when it's worse than ever. And we all know it's worse than ever. And yet he says it. And 40% of the people, unfortunately, around that will people will agree with him. And they may say, okay, I still love him, but he's wrong on that. So it can be a mixed message, but the numbers are holding true. There are many people who just don't understand with what we are seeing with our own eyes that this number of people can continue to support him.
And will it be peaceful at the polls themselves, Alan? I mean, you see already that the president has called on his people to be, quote, poll watchers. And this headline in the Washington Post, Tennessee voters were challenged at the polls for wearing Black Lives Matter and I Can't Breathe shirts. That's according to election officials there.
Yeah, well, David, there's always been laws that you can't campaign when you're voting. And if you're wearing the T-shirts or you're wearing the things, there is going to be a certain amount of, no, go take that shirt off. We can't have campaigning in the polling place. Now, we all know that so many people are so appropriately angry about what has gone on in terms of the suppression of the vote, of the blatant racism that we see in this country, that one could hardly blame anybody for wearing that T-shirt. And in the end, it becomes news if your vote is disqualified or if you are told to go back and come back again after you stood in line for a long time. On the other hand, it does motivate an awful lot of people to vote when you have that kind of voter suppression and everybody knows it because it's been in the newspaper.
A political observer. Alan Shartok with us. Thanks for always telling it like it is.
I try to tell it like it is, David, and I got to tell you, we are coming very close to the election now, and it's a time when the very concept of a democracy is on the line, and we'll see what people are willing to do to protect it.